You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in and listening to, you know, I kind of did that like Mrs. Doubtfire. I'm sorry. This is The Real Short Box. My name is Donald, and the gentleman to my right, who actually isn't even here, is...
In the virtual world, that would be Kevin. You know what? I believe this year is the 30th anniversary of Mrs. Doubtfire.
You know, you're probably right. It's also the 43rd anniversary of you, if I recall.
Yes, coming up at some point. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, be coming up this year. Crazy how time flies.
Indeed, indeed.
I don't even have like whipped cream all over my face with the Mrs. Doubtfire thing. I should, though. I should be like, hello, thank you for tuning in to The Real Short Box. My name is Donna, and this is, what would your female name be? Female version of Kevin?
I don't know.
Kevana?
Kevina.
Kevina, ooh, that's sexy. Hey, are you single, Kevina? What are we talking about tonight?
Well, this is an interesting topic that I'm not sure too many people discuss. You know, you talk about first appearances of characters in comics, you talk about second appearances of characters in comics, but what about third appearances of characters in comics?
Ooh, that's a good one.
And the reason why I say this is there's a lot of books out there when it comes to first appearances. It's just way beyond people's budgets. They just can't afford it at this point. And then sometimes it comes down to the second appearances, and then those start getting out of hand to a point where you can't afford them. So what's the next best option? Third appearances,
or just give up.
But you know what? Third appearances are actually becoming a thing now. Well, like I said, since people realize, you know what, I can't get that first appearance of, you know, the Hulk or Wolverine or something like that. So, you know, let me try and get the third appearance. And even sometimes in that case, the third appearance is out of reach. But what we're going to do in today's episode is give you an idea, or should I say a suggestion, of books to pick up that are third appearances for certain characters before they become financially out of reach.
I like that idea immensely.
There you go. You know, we want to be soothsayers. Well, usually we are soothsayers. We've been soothsayers for like 5 years now. We tell people, grab this book before it's too late. And we've helped people do very well in that regard, I believe.
I believe we have. We've led many down a path of enlightenment instead of the path of darkness, which is Comic Tom.
now, be nice. Dun, Comic dun, Tom, dun. He likes you.
I don't think he does. I think he's talked about me before. No, he hasn't. I don't think he knows I exist. It's fine.
Don't worry. You're going to meet him one day. I might even meet him this summer. Who knows? And he's going to embrace you.
Really?
I think so.
Well, I'll sign something for him if he wants.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, me and my dad. We'll sign some. So let's get started on this, dude. A third appearance. Like, throw out one that I wanted to throw out that I had you look up because I wasn't sure of the exact issue off the top of my head, and you were so kind enough to look it up for me, was the third appearance of one Mr. Sabretooth, which I thought was just such a cool cover. And that, I think, if I recall, it was a Power Man and Iron Fist duo comic. What issue would that be?
Number 78,
yes. And it's pretty cool. It's got Constrictor on the cover, too, if I recall, yeah?
Yeah, it looks like it, because I see there's Luke Cage, there's Iron Fist. I'm trying to look at this picture here. It's kind of hard to see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Constrictor.
Yeah, it's probably Constrictor.
Yeah. And they're just fighting it out on the cover like a bunch of badasses. And I love that about that book. Like, that book is just filled with badasses. And the Power Man and Iron Fist comic, once they teamed up, became so much fun. If you haven't read those issues, I think it's issue 50 is their official first like team up where they like call themselves Power Man and Iron Fist, Heroes for Hires. And it's so fun reading every issue. Like it go, I think it went to like the 119, 125, somewhere around there. It got up there relatively high, and they were just having fun at that point. They were just like, you know what, you know, if people read it, great. If not, at least we're enjoying writing it. And you could tell that they were enjoying writing it. So that third appearance of Sabretooth isn't a fun book with a fun story, and I recommend it even if you don't want to collect it for the value of Sabretooth, which at some point he's going to be big. The X-Men will come back. Sabretooth's going to be either a hero or a villain, probably an anti-hero, much like Venom is in the Sony universe, is what we'll get with Sabretooth, because they did do that to him at some point in the Marvel universe. I think it was the 2000s or something like that. So, yeah, I recommend getting the book while you can. It's pretty cheap. You get like a really high-grade copy for, what, 10, 15 bucks?
Yeah, at best. I mean, yeah, not at best, but yeah, probably like 10 bucks. You probably have most that you'll have to pay for it.
Yeah, I think it's worth it. Definitely worth it.
Absolutely.
What do you have? Do you have an idea on one?
Yep. Another one is Amazing Spider-Man number 363, the third appearance of Carnage.
Ooh.
And it's a cool cover, too. And this is, you know, a 30-year-old book at this point, 1992, when it came out. And it's relatively cheap. You know, you can get it from anywhere between, you know, $10 and $20 at worst. And it's a cool cover. You have the images of Venom, Carnage, and Spider-Man. And it's also the conclusion of that original three-part story when Carnage, you know, came into full effect in the comic book world.
Really? Third-part conclusion?
Yes, that's correct. Matter of fact, I remember discussing this series like 5 years ago on one of our original audio podcasts. We're talking about some of our favorite storylines from childhood, and this was one of them. So, in my opinion, if you can, even if you can't get the actual original copies, definitely get the trade paperback or go online and read the story of 361, 362, and 363. It's a pretty cool storyline.
So here's the thing with this one. Like, we all know that Woody Harrelson played Carnage in Venom 2. And we all know Venom 2 was trash. Sorry, Andy Serkis. You tried your best to direct something that wasn't well written. And it's unfortunate. The first 20 minutes of the film just plays out terribly. It's just really brutal and hard to watch. But as it kind of moves into its own thing, it starts to get a little more fun again, which is what we loved from the first one, let's be honest. So as it does that, we start to enjoy it a little more. But we're already through a big part of Carnage, so unfortunately we don't get to see too much more of Woody Harrelson as Carnage. And I think that's a good thing, because honestly, I think he should be recast, and I think it would be a detriment to the series if he wasn't. So I feel like Cletus shouldn't be a 50, 60-year-old man. Cletus should be in like his 20s. And just a complete psycho. And I think he should be played by somebody, you know, full of piss and vinegar, you know.
A young psycho.
Yeah, exactly. Got a little more energy. The new and improved Venom, so to speak. The better version of what Venom could have been, in other words. And I think that if Sony's smart, they'll do that. And if they do that, we'll see a huge spike in Carnage-created books, Carnage appearances, and especially the first appearance. And then once the first appearance becomes unobtainable, it'll be the second appearance. And once the second appearance becomes unobtainable, what's after that? The right now very obtainable third appearance.
There you go.
I think it's worth it.
Absolutely.
And you're welcome. It's a great cover. So let's do another one.
Next one will be Amazing Spider-Man number 244, the third appearance of Hobgoblin.
Third appearance of Hobgoblin. Now, this is the original Hobgoblin, am I correct?
That is correct.
Now, I'm not against people buying appearances of other Hobgoblin incarnations, because there were multitudes. There's at least three, if not four, or something like that. There's another version of a color of a Hobgoblin. There's You know, the Red Goblin, the Green Goblin, the, I think there was a, even a Pink Goblin at one point. So we've got a ton of goblins out there and several hobgoblins. So I don't think it's wrong of you to hit every hobgoblin that you can. Getting a first appearance of any of these hobgoblins is going to be a great idea. And if you can't get the first appearance of the hobgoblin, the original hobgoblin in Spider-Man comics, then the second one is still pretty obtainable. And if that becomes out of your price range, or if it's not quite as obtainable as you would like, I think the second appearance is probably a $30 range, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I would imagine that, because the starter appearance is, you know, no more than 10 to 15 bucks at worst. You could definitely get it for single digits.
Yeah, there we go. So you can get a nice, decent copy of a third appearance of that. And it's funny because everybody says great things come in threes. And you know, it's true. And I think more people are starting to become collectors of things in a fun way. And I think it would be a fun idea to start collecting third appearances of every character.
Absolutely.
It's not expensive, super obtainable.
Exceptions to the rules. Yes, it wouldn't be too expensive.
But not as many. Not as many as the first or second. And I Correct. Like the idea. I like the idea of that third time's a charm kind of thing. I think that would be a lot of fun. I think that that is something that we could definitely roll with as an audience, a fellow person in comic book collecting.
You know what? You just gave me an idea. We should label this podcast Third Time's a Charm.
Hey, there we go. Got a name. Aren't we charmers? So Hobgoblin, what is it about Hobgoblin? Well, the Hobgoblin came after the Green Goblin. But here's the thing. The Green Goblin was cool. He had a green mask and stuff. And he was very villainous and kind of creepy and scary. The Hobgoblin kind of took it up to 11. He was a little bit even more unpredictable. And a little more sinister to the point because he didn't have like a direct tie that we could see like Norman Osborn did with Spider-Man, you know? We couldn't see, we didn't know who the Hobgoblin was at first, and it was very paralyzing to us as a reader. So I think the Hobgoblin comes with a lineage from the Green Goblin, but he definitely does separate himself from the pack.
There you go. And he's pretty much a modern-day classic character.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you weren't to get a third appearance of the Hobgoblin, what else would you get a third appearance of?
I would get a third appearance. As a matter of fact, this is a double sweet feature here. Strange Tales number 171, the third appearance of Brother Voodoo, but also the first appearance of Baron Samedi.
Oh, dang, that's a good one. And one I could have kicked myself about because I had seen it in a box, in a short box, when I was back home. And not in my personal collection, but at a shop. And I thought, oh, I need to get that. And then I didn't pull it out and set it off to the side like an idiot. And then I went through a bunch of other boxes and was pulling other books and looking for other things for like Christmas gifts, birthday presents. Yes, I planned that far ahead. For people that I knew would like characters and comics to certain things and stuff. And I forgot about it altogether and just left it in the box like a dummy. And at that point, I was already on my way to the airport, and it was too late.
That happens.
It's a sad, sad story. Very depressing story.
Hey, could have been worse.
It's true. It's true. Could have been worse. But what is it about this character that you like? What we haven't seen him in the MCU. But
Jet.
Going
I think he's a cool character. You know, he's someone not necessarily, you know, actually at some point he actually was a Sorcerer Supreme, correct?
Yes, he was.
So, you know, he's in that realm with Doctor Strange. He has abilities, and he's someone who might show up in the Multiverse of Madness movie coming out a little bit later this year. It's a possibility. If not, I'm almost certain the next couple of years he's going to make an appearance, rather on a Disney Plus show or in a MCU film. Has to. I mean, it's a cool character. Also, another African character that could be, well, in this case, Haitian character that could be brought into the mix. And, you know, something different, something a little bit different, that I think that people would appreciate.
Yeah, I agree. Kind of a little bit of a voodoo, of a New Orleans kind of vibe with him.
Yeah, voodoo New Orleans vibe.
that he brings, akin very much to that kind of mentality. He's a more, I don't want to say sinister, more, but a more scary version of Doctor Strange, in that you don't quite know what he's thinking. You know, with Doctor Strange over the years, you got to know his personality a little bit, and you kind of know where he is going on things and what he's thinking. But with Brother Voodoo, when he came out, people were like, "What? Who is this guy, and what is he thinking, and why? You know, what's going on with this dude?" Made him very unpredictable.
Absolutely. And this is the time to get your hands on this, because the first print, I'm sorry, the first print, this first appearance in Strange Tales 169 is pretty much out of reach for most people.
It's crazy. That book was a $10 to $30 book not more than 10 years ago. It was like a cheap-ass book.
Yep, and not anymore.
People can't afford it. It's sad, because it is such a good find and such a good book, and a great story behind it. But, you know, it's also understandable, and it just akins itself and lends itself to the understanding that you need to get things before they're hot. You can't react after it happens.
Yep, you have to anticipate. You have to anticipate. So
these third appearances are a cautionary tale. This is like, you've waited too long. You can't afford the first. The second's even becoming a little bit much. So now you're going to the third.
Yep, so we're here to help you anticipate.
Right, and we have put out a bunch of speculating podcasts in the past, and some of them have yet to hit. So if you can go back through our archives, so to speak, of our podcasts, I would probably recommend YouTube for that, because we have all our videos on there, or you can go to our website, rumblespoon.com, and we have the archives of the audio podcast there as well that you can peruse through, and looking through our speculation podcast where we speculate what books are going to be hot. A lot of them have hit. A lot of them are out of the realm of acquiring right now for a lot of people, but some of them have yet to hit. But we firmly believe that everything we've ever mentioned in those still has viability for becoming a key book, a huge book with immense value. So definitely check out those podcasts.
Absolutely. And just like I said, play the long game. Be patient and anticipate.
Yep.
And by the way,
go ahead.
And by the way, this last book is between $25 and $60. So already it's starting to, you know... You know, not get out of reach, obviously, but it's starting to become not too cheap.
Yeah.
So jeez. Please, while you can, jump on it. And especially the fact, like I mentioned before, you have the first appearance of Baron Samedi. So that's probably one of the reasons why it's going up.
Right.
All right.
Is he any relation to Baron Semination?
No, sir. I don't think so.
No. Okay. All right. Gotcha.
All right, the next one, Marvel premiere number 17, third appearance of Iron Fist.
Yes, there we go. That's a fun one. The Iron Fist books are fun. The series on Netflix was not, but the comic books are fun. And it's unfortunate that the Iron Fist books, it's unfortunate and it's fortunate. It's unfortunate for people that were hoping to speculate so soon and thought that the Netflix series would carry them. It did not happen. That Finn, whatever his name is.
Finn Jones.
Yeah, Finn Jones. He was terrible. He did not know what he was doing. He was way overclassed, and he should not have been cast as that character. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. The writing was bad. The whole thing was just
terribly rushed.
Produced. Yeah,
it was rushed. Done.
It just didn't work out. And unfortunately, then a lot of people thought, well, it's done. That's it. Iron Fist is over. And they started selling off their books. And in which case, that first appearance dove back down in price. I mean, it crashed pretty hard. All of those Netflix characters actually did pretty much crash relatively hard. But I think this one got hit the hardest.
Yeah, paid the price.
Yeah, the value of it just sunk like a rock in the water, like in a creek. And it was there for a while down at the bottom. And you could reacquire it relatively cheaply. A couple $100, you could get a high-grade copy. But people still, they kind of shied away from it. And then, like, there was, you know, whispers in the East of a possibility of Iron Fist coming back in the MCU. And suddenly, it took off again like a rocket. And now, Iron Fist is again becoming a viable character with a viable story that the MCU can turn into something. Shang-Chi has proven that martial arts in the MCU is not outside of the realm of popularity when it comes to an audience. And I think it could really go places. And a third appearance is not a bad book to have.
Absolutely. And that book is relatively cheap. You can get it for about anywhere from $10 to $20 range. So very, very affordable. So now is the time to jump on that, especially with Marvel pretty much having all their characters back in one form or another. So we're going to see them again, rather in another Disney Plus, in a Disney Plus show, or in perhaps a Shang-Chi sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And speaking of which, Donald, this leads to the next one. We're going to go with Iron Fist, Danny Rand's buddy. Hero for Hire number 3, the third appearance of Luke Cage.
Oh, yeah. Hero for Hire number 3. Third appearance of Luke Cage. The first appearance of Luke Cage, like I was talking about in the Marvel universe within Netflix, it was up and down. And it went down to about, you could get a mid-grade copy of Luke Cage's first appearance for about $250 to $300 when it went back down. But there for a while, I remember when they first announced the Netflix series, a raw copy I saw at a comic shop was going for $1,100.
Oh, yes. Well, it's headed back up there now because there is speculation. So it's going back up once again.
The speculation is hit because of Netflix losing the rights to the series is in all of them slowly being taken off of Netflix. So a Netflix original, by the way, Netflix original is no longer a Netflix original. I don't understand how this is happening, but apparently Disney quietly made a deal and said, we're going to purchase these from you and you need to take them off your streaming platform. And that seems to be what's happening. And they're taking them down. And I think Disney's going to start porting them over. And we know now firmly that those characters, a lot of them are in canon because Charlie Cox, spoiler alerts, Charlie Cox was in the last Spider-Man film. And also, spoiler alert, Kingpin made an appearance in the Hawkeye series.
And that's correct. So we know that they're slowly but surely being integrated into the MCU. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness will probably, you know, just blow the whole thing wide open. Every Marvel character, rather be from the Fox, Marvel, Sony Marvel, Marvel Television, you know, the Netflix Marvel, it's all going to be part of one gigantic multiverse. So basically, as I said earlier in another podcast, it's going to be the MCM, the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse.
Agreed.
And hopefully they'll be able to, you know, to keep things rolling and do things right and keep maintain some kind of quality control. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think Feige is getting a little bit overwhelmed. But I think if he can find somebody to help him reel that in, like his number two, so to speak, you know, to Dr. Evil, he'll be able to. That's an old school reference. He'll be able to keep everything in line and be able to. We don't want another Man Thing made for television sci-fi network film. We don't want that. We want a good version of Man Thing. I think the most exciting race is seeing which one will come first, Swamp Thing or Man Thing, when it comes to a good film version. I think the best we've had was Swamp Thing back in the day, but you know, that was a long time ago, and that was with horror director, you know, Mr. Nightmare on Elm Street himself.
Wes Craven.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, but, indeed.
That's been a long time. So we need something new, and one of these guys is going to come up with it. Somebody is, and it's either going to be Marvel or DC. It's either going to be Man-Thing or Swamp-Thing. So I'm excited to see. We have a few minutes, so if you want to throw out some, and we'll just briefly mention them, that way some people can get some more information on some of these books, that'd be great.
Yes, Marvel 2-in-1, issue number 30. That is the third appearance of Spider-Woman.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know, great character. We know Spider-Woman's coming, I believe, to the sequel to the Spider-Verse movie. So we'll be seeing some Spider-Woman, and I'm sure a live-action version will be integrated into the MCM at some point. And thanks to you and Jared, you suggested 5 years ago when we were at Long Beach Expo to purchase those first appearances of Spider-Woman, and I certainly did. I didn't argue.
No. If there's one thing you don't do with me, it's argue with me about speculation.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah. Patting myself on the back as we speak. No, I'm not. I'm not really. Okay, next book.
Silver Surfer, number 8, the third appearance of Mephisto.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, I like that.
It's not too, terribly expensive.
Mephisto's appeared in 17 of the movie and TV Marvel franchise series, by the way. And we just didn't know it.
Ah, there we go.
Yes, it's happened.
Yeah, and like I said, this book is fairly reasonably priced. You can get anywhere between $60 to $70 in that range. So now is the time to scoop it up while you still can. Because once West Mephisto makes his appearance, it's over.
And we are getting an Agatha, from what I'm told. She's getting her own TV series on Disney Plus. So Agatha Harkness will be back. And that is an even more likelihood of a scenario where we do get Mephisto. So those that were speculating with the WandaVision might actually have a shot now with the Agatha series that'll be coming up.
There we go. Yeah. Next one, Uncanny X-Men number 267. That's the third appearance of Gambit, Remy LeBeau.
Ooh, that's a nice one. That's a cool cover too, I think.
Oh, it is. You have a lady, with the like a little glass of wine or something like that, just chilling on the cover. It's a pretty cool cover.
Yeah, sexy.
Yep, sexy cover. Can't go wrong there. And there was a false start. We thought we were getting the Gambit movie a few years ago, but that didn't come to pass. But we know at some point it will come to pass with Fox now being into the fully integrated into Disney, and with the Marvel Studios having full power and control. Probably before the end of this decade, we will see a Gambit movie.
That's great. That's great. I'm looking forward to it. Do you have any others? One more before we go?
Yes. The last one, I think, might be, as they say, save the best for last. I'm going to go with Ultimate Comics Spider-Man 2, the third appearance of Miles Morales.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's a good cover, too. I remember that one.
And I've been preaching to people about getting, the first issue of Ultimate Comics Spider-Man 1, and now that one is starting to become out of reach.
Uh-huh.
So right. this is your next option at this point, is to get issue number 2. And that's going to start hitting triple digits soon. So, don't snooze. You snooze, you lose. You definitely want to get this issue, the third appearance of Miles Morales. And like you said, it is a cool cover. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, I think I like that cover better than the one before, the issue before.
Oh, I agree 100%. It's a better cover. And sometimes that's the selling point for some people, is what's the better cover? What book presents well and looks the best? And honestly, it does that for me, as I'm one of those people that I like to put my slabs out and present them for people that, it's like if you have a nice piece of art and you want to hang it up on your wall, you want to frame it. I'm the same way with my comic books. I want to hang them up on the wall so people can see them. Put them on a bookshelf and light them so people can see them and appreciate them as much as I do. And if they come over, we can talk about it. There can be discussion about the book, about the popularity of the character, what they liked about it, what they didn't like, things like that. Cool stuff like that that I think is a lot of fun you can do. And that book is one of them. It's a great third appearance and a great cover.
Yes, it is. So once again, heed our warning. Grab these books while you still can. The funny thing is, if you'd have put all 10 of these books together, you could probably get them all for no more than about $120 to $150 combined. Oh,
that's a great deal. Definitely grab those while you can. Thank us later. And with that, my name is Donald.
And my name is Kevin.
And thank you for listening. This has been The Real Short Box. And if we don't see you out and about anytime soon, perhaps we will see you
at the Honorable gentle, and sweet comic book shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.